State officials say they discovered the violation during a drywall job at the University of Rhode Island. According to DLT, the company, Cardoso Construction, was skirting the law by paying workers as independent contractors. That makes them cheaper because they don't receive certain benefits like unemployment insurance and overtime. The company has agreed to pay more than $350,000 in back wages to the workers and the same amount plus a fine to the state. Governor Gina Raimondo's office touted the settlement as the first major action from a new division created to crack down on labor law violators. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.